Though our sins are as scarlet, you, through the blood of Christ, wash them white as snow. And so we celebrate the work of Jesus this morning. And we celebrate, Lord, your love that sent him to the cross that we could be made white as snow through his perfect sacrifice. Father, we rejoice in you. We celebrate you. We are here and we enter into this time, either in person or with those that we are watching or listening with. Father, we gather in this time to worship, to exalt, to lift up the name that is above every name. And Father, may this morning it equip us and encourage us and inspire us to be sent out ones. And so, Lord, by your Spirit, we ask you to lead. We ask you to inhabit our praises. We ask you to fill us afresh, that we would be empowered followers of Jesus out of this time. Encourage us, strengthen us, challenge us, convict us, give us fresh hope in these moments so that we might carry it to those around us and to the nations. We love you and we worship you and we expect great things in these moments. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. So last week when we worshiped, I encouraged everyone to really use their voices during the time of worship. I know things are very different right now, right? Even within the church building, we're not all like together. And so sometimes you feel singled out, you know, hearing your own voice. Or if you're at home worshiping either by yourself or with family members and you don't want them to hear you, God is not ashamed of your voice and of your worship. He thinks it's beautiful. That worship is beautiful. So lift up your voices to him this morning. Let's praise him together, audibly, for everyone to hear. Let his light shine through this building, through our words, through our songs and our actions, and just push yourself to not be comfortable in your worship. The God of the universe is worthy of us stepping outside of our comfort zones. So I just encourage you to worship in that way this morning.
Spirit, please set our hearts up.
Father God, we just ask, Lord, that you would shine your light upon us here in this space this morning, God, wherever we are gathered in this church building, in our homes, even in the future as we're watching this recording, Lord. God, that your light would be shining so brightly upon us that as we step out into the world, others would see our face glowing just like Moses, God, when he stepped down from your presence. Lord, we ask that you would fill this land with your glory, that you would set our hearts on fire, God. May we not turn a blind eye to the brokenness that we see around us. God, may we not be apathetic, but set our hearts on fire, God, for you and for your will, Lord. We ask, God, that you would give us your heart for those that are around us so that we would live in a sacrificial way where we're willing to give up comfort, God, to bring your light into the darkness that's around us. Jesus, we thank you that you are light, that we have this peace, this joy, and our salvation in you, Lord.
Forever to the King. despise the cross. For even in your suffering, you saw to the other side. Knowing this was our salvation, Jesus, for our sake you died. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. In the morning that you rose, all of heaven held its breath, till that stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. And the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored. And the Church of Christ was born, and the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. Praise forever to the King of Kings. Praise forever to the King of Kings.
Spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all. So, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, it fights till I'm found, and leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you
this song, or I listen to this song, I feel this conviction, you know, as I look at the love that God has for us. When I was his foe, you know, his love fought for me, for all of us. When we felt no worth, he paid it all for us. There's no shadow he won't light up, no mountain he won't climb up. There's no wall he won't kick down, lie he won't tear down. Coming after us. And that applies to the people in our lives who we look at and maybe have a hard time loving, because we are not easy to love people. I mean, I look at myself, you know, I mess up. You know, I don't always listen to God. I'm not always doing the right thing. And us as humans, we rejected him. And I look at my life, and when people reject me, I don't want to keep chasing after them, right? Naturally, on my own, that's not what I want to do. I mean, that brings more pain for us, and that looks reckless. That it seems silly and even wrong, but that's the way that God loves us. So while we rejected him, he chases after us. So if you would just take even a moment now and just sit in the Lord's loving presence, that overwhelming love, and let him lay someone on your heart who you may be resisting to love in the way that God loves that person. So just take a moment and let him reveal his heart to you.